Indiana's labor market strength was unchallenged in the first 2 months of 2023. February's newly released preliminary unemployment rate was 3.1%, marking a third consecutive month at that almost historic low. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Adam Yahya Reyes reports warnings of a potential recession that would rock that labor market haven't played out. Yet.
Inflation is still slightly rising, and the Federal Reserve keeps hiking loan interest rates to fight it. Economists and the Reserve Chair himself have warned that may be a recipe for a recession that would spike job losses, particularly in manufacturing. Indiana has a lot of workers to lose in that sector. Despite Fed rate increases in December and February and several hundred layoffs across the state, mostly from northern Indiana manufacturers, preliminary data show the state and most regions within it still had low unemployment, a near-historic high number of people working, and a lot of jobs to fill. One exception? The Elkhart-Goshen Metro. Its unemployment rate spiked in January, becoming the region's highest rate for that month since 2015. A similar stagnant and tight labor market across many U.S. states have made some experts and officials more optimistic on the future, though many note this is a unique situation and a lot of uncertainty and risk remains. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Adam Yahya Reyes.